In this empowering solo episode of Meltdown to Mastery, I'll dive deep into the transformative journey from breakdowns to breakthroughs. Join me as we explore the art of resiliency and how it paves the way for personal mastery. Whether you're facing challenges in your career, relationship, or personal growth, this episode will guide you toward harnessing your inner strength and turning meltdowns into stepping stones on the path to true mastery. Welcome to Meltdown to Mastery, empowering women to overcome midlife crisis by rewiring the subconscious mind. Feeling overwhelmed, disillusioned, stuck? We all have. Here we explore inspiration and empowerment to navigate through the tough times and move to a place where hearts soar, minds manifest, and bodies heal. Here is the Resiliency Blueprint, a set of strategies and approaches that we can use to build and enhance resiliency, which is the ability to bounce back and adapt in the face of adversity. Have the meltdown, and then deep breathe and onward. Resiliency is not a fixed trait. It can be developed and strengthened over time through intentional practices and mindset shifts. Here's some super powerful thoughts on resiliency. And remember, you're the creator of your own life. Number one, self-awareness and mindfulness. They go hand in hand. Developing self-awareness is a fundamental step in building resiliency. Just being aware that it's time to focus, center, and remember is highly powerful. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and deep breathing help you stay present and attuned to your emotions and thoughts. Being aware of your reactions to stressors and triggers enables us to respond more consciously. We need to consider our nervous system as a system that needs time and attention. If anxiety is taken over, it means we have lost the ability to regulate our nervous system. Awareness that it is a system, just like our digestive system, is key. If it's out of order in a state of stress, it can be massaged and regulated, but focused effort is needed. Deep breathing can do wonders and is key to resiliency. Remember, if we are stressed, blood will bypass the frontal cortex, making it almost impossible to think rationally, bring up what we have learned, or react in a calm manner to stress or difficult times. Just by breathing in for four and out for six can switch to a calmer, more balanced state, away from fight or flight, and we can become the creators we are meant to be. It is a major resiliency tool. Deep breathing will focus the mind, relax the body, and move us into a more aware in the moment state. Meditation is another tool, which can also be done by just focusing on the breath, a pleasant, comforting background, or by doing a body scan, relaxing the areas of our body that are in tension. Number two, positive self-talk. Cultivate a positive and compassionate inner dialogue. Replace self-criticism and negative self-talk through awareness and realizing that they may be unconscious programs running the show. It could be Uncle Frank talking about our abilities when we were six, not at all who we are now. With self-encouragement and positive self-talk, it can bring us to a neutral state, enhance self-esteem, boost confidence, and help us navigate challenges with a more optimistic, creative mindset. If you find your mind in critical mode, just say stop, go to neutral, a space of non-judgment, and move forward from there. Do some deep breathing and witness the change in the way the world looks. We really are in control. Number three, MagFoss and CaliFoss are cell salts. I will discuss them in my cell salt episode series, but they are valuable in massaging and feeding the nervous system. I've used both to return patients to a more relaxed state. They can help calm the nervous system, allowing better sleep, more relaxed muscles, and in turn, restore mind to being more quiet, open, and resilient. They are a major resiliency tool. Watch out for those in the next couple weeks. Number four, social support.
Building a strong support network is essential for resiliency. Connect with friends, family members, or support groups that provide emotional validation and a safe space to share your feelings. Having people to lean on during difficult times can provide comfort, perspective, and a sense of belonging. Often, just talking a stressful situation through with someone helps bring it into perspective and makes us realize it is manageable. Allowing it to ramble day and night in that loop cycle can seriously hamper our resiliency. So find a way to talk it through. Even a journal will help put things into perspective. And for some, this may seem like a safer and more rewarding resiliency tool. Once again, identifying those triggers, expressing emotions constructively, and finding healthy outlets for stress, such as exercise, creative activities, or journaling, can go a long way toward resiliency. Number 5, problem-solving skills. Resiliency involves effectively addressing challenges and finding solutions. Develop problem-solving skills by breaking down problems into manageable steps, brainstorming options, and evaluating potential outcomes. This approach empowers you to take action and regain a sense of control. I think of life like a game of snakes and ladders. The next step will reveal itself when the time is right. We can't jump forward suddenly and often don't see all the answers at once. But only by taking the next step does an open door reveal itself, and many times what feels like a downward or backward motion is really just a step to bringing us closer to the next upward ladder move. Therefore, shifting our perspectives on crisis and setbacks can add to resiliency. Instead of viewing them solely as negative experiences, consider them as opportunities for learning and personal development. Reflect on past challenges you've overcome and recognize your inner strength and resiliency. Which brings us to number 6, flexibility and adaptability. Embrace change and uncertainty as opportunities for growth. Resiliency requires a willingness to adapt our mindset and plans when faced with unexpected circumstances. Being open to new perspectives and adjusting your approach can help you navigate transitions and move smoothly forward. I think we have to remember that life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. And therefore, that very shift in mindset that, oh, something has happened that I need to pay attention to, even though it doesn't feel perfect, can actually be that open door. Finally, number 7. Look after yourself. If you don't look after your mind, your nervous system, and your body, you're really not able to help someone else or create the world you wish to live in. Prioritize your physical well-being by maintaining a balanced diet, engaging in regular exercise, getting enough sleep, and managing stress through these relaxation techniques. A healthy body supports a resilient mind, and vice versa. Finally, identify and nurture a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Engage in activities that align with who you are, what you feel your purpose aligns with, and what ultimately brings you joy. Having a strong sense of purpose can provide motivation and a sense of direction during the tough times. By incorporating these elements into our life, we can create a personalized resiliency blueprint that empowers us to navigate adversity, build emotional strength, and thrive in the face of challenges. Remember that building resiliency is an ongoing process. Have patience, and practicing these strategies consistently can lead to greater emotional well-being and a more resilient mindset.
If you've enjoyed the information in this episode, share it with someone you care about and know will benefit. There is one thing for certain: meltdowns are inevitable. Let's move into mastery together. In the show notes, you'll find my Linktree, which has links to many of the most popular platforms. You'll also find links to connect to the featured guest, webpage, and social media. Thanks again for being committed to mastery. Change in this world really starts within each of us.